Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at CommSec, with a look at the week ahead here in Australia and overseas in terms of upcoming economic and financial market events. In the coming week in Australia, the September quarterly inflation reports dominates the economic calendar. Readings include consumer, producer and export and import prices. But the week kicks off on Monday when CommSec releases the State of the State's quarterly economic report card. On Tuesday, ANZ and Roy Morgan jointly released the weekly consumer confidence index, which has recently hit 14-week highs. Also on Tuesday, Commonwealth Bank Group economists released the weekly credit and debit card spending data with a focus on the reopening of the New South Wales, Victorian and ACT economies. On Wednesday, the Bureau of Statistics publishes the September quarter Consumer Price Index, or CPI. CBA Group economists expect that the headline CPI rose by 0.8% in the quarter. High prices for food, petrol, furnishings and household equipment and alcohol and tobacco costs are all expected, but if the forecast is correct, the annual growth rate would ease from 12.5-year highs of 3.8% in the June quarter to 3% in the September quarter. Reserve Bank policymakers focus on the trend mean CPI, which excludes volatile price components such as food and energy, as the key underlying measure of inflation. CBA Group economists expect the trend mean CPI to have lifted by 0.5% in the quarter, with the annual growth rate steady at around 1.8%, still below the policymakers' 2-3% target range. On Thursday, the Bureau of Statistics releases international trade prices, which includes export and import prices for the September quarter and regional population data for the June quarter. On Friday, the ABS issues the Producer Price Index's report or business inflation data for the September quarter. There'll be a key focus on labour shortages, supply chain disruptions and the energy price crunch. And retail trade data is issued for September. Commonwealth Bank Group economists expecting retail spending to lift by 0.5% in the month. But of course, retail sales volumes could fall by 4% due to lockdowns in the September quarter. Retail conditions in Delta lockdown affected areas have been challenging for many Aussie businesses, with hospitality and tourism firms hit particularly hard. Also on Friday, the Reserve Bank releases private sector credit data, basically loans outstanding for September. Commonwealth Bank Group economists are expecting a 0.5% increase during the month. The week kicks off in the US on Monday when the Dallas Federal Reserve Manufacturing Index for October is issued. Factory activity could lift from 4.6 to 5.8 points. And the Chicago Federal Reserve National Activity Index for September is also issued. On Tuesday, two measures of US house prices are released, both for the month of August. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Gorge rose by a record 19.9% in July on a year ago. Also on Tuesday, the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index is released, with the Richmond Federal Reserve Manufacturing Index for October, and September new home sales figures are issued. Sales could lift by 2.7% to a 760,000 annualised rate in September as demand stabilises, with builders making gradual headway on building backlogs. Attention turns to China on Wednesday when industrial profits data is scheduled for September. And on Wednesday, we see an update on preliminary September durable goods orders and wholesale inventories reports. Durable goods orders could fall by 0.5% in September. And the advanced goods trade balance for September is also due, with a deficit of around $87.3 billion expected by economists. The big ticket item of the week is on Thursday, with the advanced US economic growth data for the September quarter issued, with pending home sales and the closely followed weekly data on initial jobless claims. COVID-19 Delta variant outbreaks and fading fiscal stimulus support is expected to slow consumer spending in the September quarter. Economists estimate that GDP growth will slow from 6.7% annual rate in the June quarter to a 3% annual rate in the September quarter. Also on Thursday, pending home sales data and the US Kansas Federal Reserve Factory Index are both issued. And on Friday, personal income and spending data is released, with the quarterly employment cost indexes on wages and benefits, Chicago Purchasing Managers indexes, and the final University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. We could see pending home sales in September lift by 1%, and spending could lift 0.5%, with income down 0.3% in the same month. A bunch of US corporate companies are due to release earnings results during the coming week. Some of the heavy hitters include Kimberly-Clark and Facebook on Monday, 3M, Alphabet, Eli Lilly, Lockheed Martin, Microsoft, Visa, Pinterest and Twitter on Tuesday, Apple, Boeing, Ford, Coca-Cola, Royal Caribbean Cruises, McDonald's, Kraft Heinz, General Motors, Moelis and eBay on Wednesday, Under Armour, Amazon.com, Atlassian, Yum Brands, Merck, Caterpillar, Starbucks and MasterCard on Thursday, Phillips 66, Cameco, ExxonMobil, Colgate-Palmolive, Chevron and Weyerhaeuser on Friday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.